Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's time for the 343, brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. It's the 343. It's how we end every Atlanta Soccer Tonight episode. I'm Jason Longshore, by the way. Thanks for listening. Three local stories. Let's start with number one, Atlanta United. Their academy teams, that's Generation Adidas Cup down in Bradenton, Florida. The U16s finished third in their group, so they will go into the premier bracket. They're going to face Club America from Mexico City tomorrow at 9 a.m. The U18s, now they won their group, Group G. They defeated Santos Laguna of Mexico. They defeated Sporting Kansas City. They lost their third match, but they won the group. Huge game tomorrow against Internazionale of Italy. That's at 4:30 p.m. in Bradenton. And a very trusted person that knows the game very well, has worked in soccer in the state of Georgia for a long, long time, is down at the tournament. And he has said multiple times over the past week that Inter is one of the teams that has impressed him the most. So I am very curious to see how Atlanta United's U18s do in this one. The Puerto Rican youth international, Isaiah Vicente, he has scored in two of Atlanta's three matches. He's been very, very good in the academy this season, the games that we've had the chance to call. So looking forward to it. Vamos, vamos, U18s for Atlanta United. Number two on the local side, Atlanta United 2. They announced the signing of an academy player today, Ignacio Suarez, also known as Iggy. He is signed through the 2026 MLS Next Pro season, club option for 2027. Originally from Johns Creek, he joined the Atlanta United Academy in August of 2020, playing on the U12 team. Played a key role in the U15 side last year, led them to the semifinals of the MLS Next Cup playoffs, finished that season with 23 goals and 12 assists. Ignacio Suarez is a player that Madison Cruz, who's called U16 Academy games, over the past few weeks has mentioned multiple times as a player that has been very impressive. Ignacio Suarez is now a professional with Atlanta United too. Last week of the high school season is number three. The rankings across all classifications, let's start on the girls' side. Roswell is the best team in the state, according to the coaches poll at scoreboard.com. That is scoreboard.com. The coaches poll from coaches around the state. Roswell, number one. Brookwood, number two. Buford, Blessed Trinity, and West Forsyth round out the top five. Harrison, Pope, Greater Atlanta Christian, Lambert, and Pike County round out the top 10. That's the girls. On the boys' side, River Ridge, number one. Dalton, number two. Grayson, three. McIntosh, four. Archer, five. Johns Creek, Marist, Hebron Christian, Northwest Whitfield, and Norcross. That's your top 10. On the SDH Network, to close out the regular season, I will be in Dalton for their match against Southeast Whitfield on Thursday night. You can listen at soccerdownhere.net. Just click the listen link. And then Friday, John Nelson and Madison Cruz will be at McIntosh as they host cross-county rivals Stars Mill. Two really good games to close out the regular season slate before the playoffs start next week. Four headlines from around the world. Number one, UEFA Champions League. PSG, they held on to secure their spot in the Champions League semifinals. Look, you go into the games today, and Barcelona has a 4-0 lead going to Germany to face Borussia Dortmund. PSG has a 3-1 lead going to England to face Aston Villa. Both had to sweat today. PSG had to hold on. Aston Villa, huge second half comeback. They almost took the quarterfinal to extra time. So PSG leading 3-1, go to make it 5-1 with two goals from Hakimi and from Mendes before the 30th minute. Then Yuri Tielemans, he scored before halftime. Then two goals, John McGinn and Ezri Konsa early in the second half. Villa had chances to tie it as well. PSG didn't do enough to put the game away without sweating, but they got through it. I don't know, for Villa, maybe accidentally playing the Europa League anthem instead of the Champions League anthem, maybe that brought them bad luck in those moments where they had an opportunity to tie it. Not a good look from Aston Villa. Wasn't a good look for Barcelona either. They lost 3-1 on the day to Borussia Dortmund, but they get through 5-3 on aggregate. And Hansi Flick said after the game that he had to kind of remind his players who were very down after the loss that, you know, bruh, we're okay. We're going to the semifinals of the tournament. We're good. It's the first time that Barca has reached the semifinals since 2019, and they're either going to play Bayern Munich or Internazionale. The game's tomorrow. Arsenal, they go to Madrid with a 3-0 advantage. Arsenal's unbeaten in their last nine. They're trying to get to a Champions League semifinal for the first time since 2009. Inter, they've got a 2-1 lead going to Italy tomorrow against Bayern. Inter have won five Champions League games in a row for the first time since they won the Champions League in 2010. They're unbeaten in their last 14 Champions League games at the San Siro in Milan. But Bayern have won all four away matches against Inter without conceding a goal. If they win by one, you're going to extra time. If they win by two or more, then it's Bayern pulling the upset and going forward to face Barcelona in the semifinals. Going to be fun games tomorrow. You can watch them on Paramount Plus. Lamar Hunt, U.S. Open Cup third round started tonight. Rhode Island FC, they went to Maine. The big Rhode Island versus Maine battle. This is a new one. Portland Hearts of Pine is a new USL League One team in Maine. Rhode Island is in their second year. Our old friend Michael Parkhurst, part of the ownership group there. Rhode Island went there and won 2-1. Game finished 10-10. A lot of friction at the end of it. Players had to be separated. A lot of fun to watch. Really good game. Not such a great game. Charleston Battery wrecked South Georgia Tormenta. Not a fun one for our friends in Statesboro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Number three on the headlines, FIFA president Gianni Infantino, he was in town at Mercedes-Benz Stadium this week. He said that FIFA will look to have a playoff between LAFC and Club America for a place at the Club World Cup, replacing Club León, who were suspended for the tournament because of multi-ownership rules, because that group also owns Pachuca, who is in the tournament. At the same time, now Infantino said that it's in the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Once that ruling comes down, then they'll move forward. Right now, they can't. We'll see what happens. Now, at the same time, also separate, Alajuelense, they are continuing to pursue legal action to claim that vacant spot. Don't know how that's going to get justified exactly. Definitely don't know how this one's going to get justified. New reports probably coming out of Barcelona are saying that at FIFA headquarters, they are talking about inviting Barcelona to play in the Club World Cup. It's completely unclear as to why they would qualify. Infantino said at Mercedes-Benz Stadium yesterday that the LAFC Club America game would be because LAFC lost the CONCACAF Champions League to León, so they would get an opportunity to win their way in. Club America is the highest ranked team from CONCACAF. They would get the opportunity to win their way in. I can follow that logic. You know, the Club León part, very complicated. CONCACAF should have resolved that before it got to this point. Number four on the headlines, Matko Miljevic, U.S. men's national team player. This is a player, by the way, he's got to be the only player in U.S. men's national team history. Let me be really specific, because there's a part of it that might actually be true for other players. He's got to be the only player in U.S. men's national team history to be banned for life from a Montreal amateur league. He played when he was under contract at Club de Foot Montreal. He played in the amateur league under an assumed identity because I guess he just wasn't getting enough soccer. I mean, this guy's a gamer, except he punched the guy in the face. So he got banned from the league for life and they figured out who he was. Then he went to Newell's Old Boys back in Argentina where he grew up. Didn't really work out there. He ended up at Huracan in Argentina before the season started and he's killing it. I thought he was really good in the January camp for the U.S. men's national team. Scored the winning goal for Huracan yesterday in a 2-1 win at Central Cordoba. Puts the team in second place in their group in the Apertura tournament in Argentina. Scored two goals for Huracan in a 3-3 draw with Aldo Civi. Three assists in a Copa Sudamericana game against Racing de Montevideo from Uruguay. Really good performances. He's got to be part of the U.S. men's national team roster for the Gold Cup, right? I think he should. You talk about needing a player with an edge. He punched an amateur player in the face while he was playing as somebody else. That's an edge. Maybe too much of an edge, but that's an edge. I'd like to see that because the U.S. men's national team needs that edge that I was talking about earlier with Atlanta United. We didn't see that edge in the CONCACAF Nations League. Maybe Matko Miljevic will bring you that edge, and he can actually play under his real name. Three things that make me smile beyond Matko Miljevic. Number one, the announcement yesterday by Gianni Infantino that $1 million will be donated for youth projects, programs. It's kind of vague, and I'm very curious to see how that comes out, but we're still talking about $1 million. This is part of the Club World Cup games being hosted by the city of Atlanta. It's incredible. And number two is just the opportunity that has been presented by that donation and potentially others that will emerge through the next year plus through the World Cup. I worked for soccer in the streets for 10 years. And when I started with the organization, I think my first full year for the organization, the budget was barely into six figures for the year. And we worked with as many possible kids as we could possibly fund programming for. All of us in the organization coached and worked with kids directly to give them opportunities to play. I could not even imagine what we could have done with $1 million at that point. That's not to say that Soccer in the Streets is going to get the entire award, but they're a very prominent organization that will be in place to get that. Gianni Infantino visited the Station Soccer Project at the West End. It's about the kids, and that's the opportunity that is so special here, to be able to introduce the game to so many more kids who do not have access to play it. And you can do that through a variety of ways. Building fields is one, but programming at those fields, programming in other places like schools, that's the other. And that's the golden opportunity for me, because with these kinds of resources, you can do things that have never been done in this city or every other city that's hosting the Club World Cup, because Infantino said that every city is going to get that $1 million donation for youth programming. It's an amazing opportunity. And number three, things that make me smile. I've been part of groups who have done this. The people who are doing that work on the ground level, who are almost always working for very little money, they're doing it because they love the game and they're trying to pass that on. It's those people that will get an opportunity to do so much more than they could have ever dreamed with these kinds of awards and these kinds of donations. That's going back to the last segment about Major League Soccer. That is what can be different. The game can be so much more accessible for everybody of all walks of life, of every economic level. That's what can happen as a result of the growth of Major League Soccer, as a result of the Club World Cup being here this summer, and the World Cup being here next summer, and everything else that's going to come after that. It's an amazing time for soccer in this country, and I am very thankful that I get to talk about it here every week on 92.9 The Game. Thank you for spending some of your time with me this evening. We'll be back next Tuesday at 10 o'clock, and we'll also be in Philadelphia on Saturday, 6:30 for pregame coverage, 7:40 for kickoff, Atlanta United and Philadelphia Union. Adios, everybody.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.